Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Michael Dresser of the Baltimore Sun. Mike, some clarity is coming slowly into the race for governor, particularly with the announcement that the Harford County executive David Craig is getting in the race. I think people sort of thought he would.
Any Republican is going to be a long shot in this state with a 2-to-1 Democratic advantage. However, this is not an implausible venture. Craig comes to this with a pretty good resume, probably the longest and solidest resume for a Republican since Theodore McKeldin in the 50s.
But he might be a better candidate than some people think he is. I mean, he's a very personable guy. As you say, his background is really rich.
I mean, he's been a mayor. He's been in the state legislature in both houses, 2 terms as Harford County executive. He's been a popular executive there. Even though the Democrats may be the bigger tent in a way, there have been far fewer fractures within the Democratic Party than there have been within the Republican Party. And that's going to be one of Craig's real challenges is to, if he can win the primary at all, to unite the base behind him, because I think he is seen as a bit of an establishment candidate. In the Republican primary, he's likely to face some more conservative movement activist types that may generate more enthusiasm.
And it's interesting, actually, going back to the Democratic side, to see what Lieutenant Governor Brown has done in choosing Ken Ullman to be his running mate. I think a lot of people see that as a pretty adroit move on his part.
Ullman brings not only money to the table, he brings executive experience, also just a pretty dynamic personality. I mean, it's a very credible choice.
The other major shoe to drop is the Attorney General, Doug Gansler. Lots of people expect him to get in the race, but he has said he hasn't made a decision, he hasn't ruled anything out. And I hear that he's looking at the polls, internal polls that he's doing, and others that have been published, that show Brown with something of a lead, and then suddenly he evens the score a little bit on the money side. So it becomes really an interesting question for him.
I think it would be a real surprise now if Gansler doesn't roll the dice and go for it. Brown has kind of gone early out of the gate. Gansler's people apparently think that he's broken out too fast, but I think that the Brown has certainly seized a lot of the early publicity. Certainly naming Ullman has to energize certain forces in the Democratic Party, and I think Gansler is going to have to find a way to counter that without waiting too long.
We'll just see what Gansler decides. He doesn't look like somebody who would have been satisfied just to be Attorney General.
Clearly, he has signaled for some time that he wants a promotion. If he does not seek it this year, perhaps he'd be settling in for a run like Joe Curran's as AG, but it would probably not set him up to be governor sometime in the future if he passed this year.
I think you're right, and again, we'll see. Thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome.
For Mike Dresser, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.